when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Put your hands together one more time. Hallelujah. It's a privilege, honestly, to be able to gather like this in God's house, except that because it is freely given to us here in this country, we come or don't come at will. But it is not the case in many other countries where you don't have the opportunity to gather like this. And so this morning, when we have the chance to be here, I want us to take it, value it very highly. What a blessing it is that we are able to gather like this here in this place. Let us pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for this opportunity. Thank you for this time that we are here in your presence. Bless us. Bless our fellowship. Bless our time together, and cause it to be very beneficial to us today and for eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I'll be very happy if the children are kept still. The children shouldn't be here in the first place. If they are here, they shouldn't walk around. So, ushers, do your diligent best to keep them in position. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that we have a Sunday school, a children's church active. So if you want to, they can always go there. Amen. We are barely 2 weeks to Easter, I believe. And we are gathered here as believers in the Most High God. And this morning, I want us to consider something. Hebrews chapter 2. I want us to consider something very, very important. Hebrews chapter 2. Let us read. Therefore, we give the more earnest heed. It means pay more attention to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. How many have ever gone into an exam, they asked you a question, oh, I know this, but I've forgotten. How many have been there before? I know, but I've forgotten. I'm in the capital of the Western region. I know, but I can't say it now. You have let it slip. It has slipped out of your hand. Something which is yours. You understand? It is yours. But it has slipped out of your hand. And so, verse 1. So it said that we should not let it slip. How? By paying more attention. Giving more earnest heed. Pay attention. Are you here this morning? Pay attention. Close attention to the things you have heard. What have you heard? Many, many things. We have heard many, many things over the years. I mean, in this service, we have shared many, many things. And it says that those things that you have heard, they can easily pass through your fingers and disappear into the abyss when you let them slip. Verse 2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast And every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. It means that, you see, by some circumstances, we have come to really fear and respect angels. True or not true? I mean, sometimes we pray, oh Lord, send angels. And angels they are important. But we have really made them very, very important. But you see, an angel is honestly a servant of God. And when I say a servant, I mean, unlike children of God, who we call ourselves servants of God because we serve the living God. Angels are ministering spirits. They are created to serve. So that is why Paul says we will judge angels. Somebody being stronger than you doesn't mean he's higher than you. Do you understand? Somebody being stronger than you. Many policemen, soldiers, if you go to the lorry station, these loading boys, they are very, very strong. But you find that the station manager is a very small old man, but he has the power. He has the power, not the strength of the man. Some time ago, one of my friends was traveling to Nigeria, and when he got to the border, there was a lot of confusion. People were asking him things, different things were going on at the border. People in uniform were standing there demanding things, and they were very confused until somebody told him that, listen, all these people standing here, they are not important. Do you see that man wearing singlet sitting under the tree? He is the boss. And so he's wearing a singlet and chalewote sitting under a tree, but he's the boss. And so we have been deceived by appearances. And that is why sometimes angels, we have come to take their word. The word of angels is important. But look at what follows. So if this is the most important thing. How shall we escape? You know, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord? Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. He said, if what angels say, yes, they're important, but the most important, are you listening? The most important thing you can ever have is the salvation you have, which was spoken, given to us by the Lord himself. Amen. And so this morning, for just a few minutes, I want us to consider our salvation. To consider our salvation. You know, until you do and understand what it is, you may not respect it. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. You may not respect it. And you may look at it as something light and easy. And you may treat it as anything at all. Many, many years ago, a friend of mine, one of my my bishop, he gave me a watch, you know. And the watch he gave me was very heavy. And when I wear it, my hand is hanging like this. I can't lift my hand. It was very, very heavy. And I happen to like light watches. So when he gave it to me, I didn't wear it much. I just put it on my cupboard and it was there. And then some time later, my brother-in-law, who lives outside, he came home, and one evening, as we're chatting, we're talking about watches. I said, oh, I have this watch be in my shelf. I don't wear it. It's very heavy. The name, I've forgotten their brand. I don't even know their name. So he said, oh, I should go and bring it for him to see. So I went and brought it. And when I gave it to him, he said, hey, do you know what you are holding? He said, this watch, you can't buy it in a shop. I mean, you can buy these ordinary shops. You can go to Casio and go and buy from any shop. Even Edum Cry can buy some at Edum. He said, no, not this watch. He said, this watch, there are specialist shops where they sell these watches. I said, bring my thing. I took it from him. And since that day, I have kept it in cotton wool, protected, because now I know the value of what I had. I had a what? I mean, I was grateful. Don't mistake at all, because the person who gave it to me is a very special person, my prophet. You know, so I took it as a special gift for my. That is how I valued it. My prophet gave me a watch, so I've kept it down there, and I'm keeping it there. But when I saw the value of it, it even became specialer. Is that it? It's an English word. It became wild in my imagination. I said, don't touch it. Bring it to me. And I got the box, and I put it back in the box, and I held it gently, because now suddenly it was very valuable. Hallelujah. And for that reason, I began to treat it with respect and to take care of it. Some of us, you don't respect your salvation. You don't respect your salvation. The salvation you have is like you have worn. You know, there are some shoes that are 100 cedis, and there are some shoes that are 10,000 cedis, and there's some shoe that is $10,000. And there's one $36,000. Yeah, all our shoe. You know, how many have seen young people, especially students, who are stepping on the back of their shoe? Yeah, I've seen some. How many have done some? Yeah, I mean, the shoe, you bought the shoe, and you're just, it's easier to just put your leg in half and step on their back, and then you are going. Because the whole thing is that you're not walking on the ground. So you have a shoe, and you're stepping on the back of the shoe. Now, what is happening is somebody who has bought a $10,000 shoe and is stepping on the back of the shoe. I mean, he's wearing it. He's not walking on the ground. He's wearing it, but he's stepping on the back of the shoe and just walking anyhow. If you see such a person, what will you tell him? No, I mean, what will you tell him? That your head is not correct. You're not thinking well. But you're asking, do you know what you are doing? If he says yes, it's even worse. If he says no, I forgive him. You don't know what it is. I mean, like how I got my watch, I wasn't aware of how valuable it was. So if I gave it to the kids to play with it in my ignorance, and then I'm caught, I would say, oh, I didn't know. Then I'm just forgiving for my ignorance. But if you knew it was valuable and you step on their back, your head is even worse than the other bad head. Amen. Because you have not appreciated the great value of the salvation that you have. Hallelujah. I mean, you have been saved. You have been saved. But you are just walking around like an unsaved person. It's like somebody who is a graduate of an international university, and he has come home to join the area boys, and they are walking around wearing shorts and chalewati, chewing chapia, and then just uncombed hair and just walking around. When you ask, you say, oh, all die be die, all life be life. But he has in effect negated that great investment that was made in him to make him a graduate of an international university. He has just become like after all, we are human beings. All die, do be die. It's not so. I mean, rich or poor, when you die, you die. And when you die, where you go, we don't know. Rich or poor. So he's right in a sense that we are only ordinary people. But he's very wrong in that a great, are you listening to me? A great investment has been made into him, but it has come to nothing. It has come to nothing. If you see your son who you sent to international school, and they go to international school, international school where they eat with fork and knife, and they lay a table. I mean, your son has gone to international school, and then he has come home one day, and his friends are around, and they have brought a table and it's holding a fork and knife like this. Wouldn't you be embarrassed? That, this boy, Pa, is disgracing me. All the money I've paid for his training. Look at him, holding a knife like a cutlass. I mean, you have gone to school and paying $400 a month for your education. How much is that? $400 a month. Is it a good school? It's a good school. $5,000 a month, CDs a month. What school charges like that? ICS. Okay, maybe more than that. And he has come home and he's holding the fork and the knife and he's... Hey! You say, my son, you are... And all the relatives are there. You are disgracing me. You are disgracing me. Because the school fees I have paid, you have made it useless. Are you with me? Yeah, you have made it useless. That is exactly what many of us are doing with the great salvation that has been given us by the Lord. That is exactly what we are doing. You have been saved at a great price. You have, are you listening to me? I said, you have been saved at a great price. Very expensive. Jesus suffered long and hard on the cross to save us. And that salvation, having come to you, is wasted. Is wasted and left non-utilized in you because you don't know what it is. Because you don't know what it is. One day I was driving my Land Cruiser some years ago. I was on a road. I wasn't driving. Somebody was driving me on a rough road. And it was going very slowly. Then I asked him why. I said, why? Why have I bought a car, $100,000, and you are going slow like an ordinary saloon? I said, step on it. Step. The car is built for such roads. It's not built for... It's not some Hyundai saloon or some what car, Matisse or what other car again is there? Picanto. No. I didn't buy a Picanto to drive it. As you come to the portal, then you go one leg over the portal, then the other leg over the portal, then you go. Boko. I said, no. The car is not $10,000, it's $100,000. Charlie, drive it. After all, why did you pay so much? Eh? Then pack it and let's go and take some Opel Vectra and then you can go quietly. Let's pack it and take that, what car is it? The Nissan, what? Nissan what? What Nissan is it? Is it Nissan? What? Go and take it and park the drive buckle like that. Then we understand. The roads are rough and the car is gentle. So you go slow. But when you bought an expensive car, that's the car... Paris Rally is not our Ghana road to spoil it. So you have received a great salvation, a really great expensive salvation, but you're not using it, and you have become what Paul says, I not mere men. Are you not behaving like an ordinary man? You have got a Land Cruiser and you are driving at the same speed as this Hyundai XL. You're all going at the same speed. Why are Charlie, the road is bad? What are you saying? Amen. Are you listening to me? We have neglected this great salvation. We have made it of no benefit. Are you with me this morning? On this side, are you with me? The great salvation that you have. I remember another time I bought a phone and my children were small. They didn't have money. So I'll buy them phones. So I bought them all phone. Then I bought myself a phone. Then my son came, my youngest son. He said, Daddy, let's swap. I said, I'm not serious. You don't have money. I have money. I bought my phone. He said, no, my phone is good. I said, no, I have bought my phone. And he said, no, Daddy, you are wasting the phone. I said, how am I wasting the phone? I make phone calls and I do SMS. What again? He said, no, 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 no. He said, I should give it to him. He will use it well. I said, look, brother, find your own money and buy your own phone. I bought my phone. I make phone calls. I do SMS, full stop. That's all I was doing at that time. And he was very upset with me. And we, you know, that my little boy can argue with me a lot. But that day I was also very strong. I didn't back down at all. So I kept my phone. And he went away. He was very bored with me that I'm wasting their phone. And I said, how? How am I wasting their phone? Phone call and SMS. That's all. Yeah. Yeah. But you see, sometime later, that phone, I don't know what happened to that phone. Then sometime later, I got another phone from, I think it was Reverend William or somebody. And then when he got me the phone, he began to say, come, let me show you how to use the phone. Hey, look. When he told me, I took my laptop, then I put it in the fridge. I stopped using my laptop. The phone was more powerful than the laptop I was using. I did, and I said, this is what he saw. That the phone is much more useful than what you are using it for. It is far, far more powerful. I mean, right now, the phone I have, it does everything. And so I have a laptop, but actually, I don't remember to use it. Only once in a while, when I want a big screen, I want to type like a typewriter, then I go and bring that laptop because the two-finger typing tool is also an awesome. But the top laptop, I'm writing a long message. But I saw what he meant. Everything is there. All my calculations, data, records, everything. All my files, all my books. Right now, this book I'm carrying for you, to show it to you. But it's on my lap, it's on my phone. Everything is on my phone. And I said, hey, he's right. He's right. I was wasting it. Tell your neighbor, you are wasting your salvation. No, you see, you are not talking well. You are also wasting what my opportunity this morning. You are telling you are wait. I mean, you see, let him understand. Be frustrated, as if you know what it is and he doesn't. And you see him. You are wearing a Rolex watch and you have given it to your son. He's sucking it in his mouth. Hey, Rolex watch. Some of them are $100,000, and he's chewing it. And, you know, one day I came home. And my dog has chewed the remote control to the air conditioner. It has chewed it well, well. You have given your expensive thing to somebody to be sucking. Then they'll put it in his mouth. You don't understand what. Tell your neighbor, you don't understand what you are doing. Please, you see, you and I don't understand. Claire, you don't understand what you are saying. Because try and help him to understand that this salvation that Jesus won for us on Calvary, that they gave to you free. Because they gave it to you free, you have just taken it by heart. You have made it entry by heart. You have taken the salvation into your back pocket and just walking around. And it's, well, waiting, be my salvation that. You are wasting it. You don't understand what it is. That's why you are walking around. You haven't used it. I said, you have not used your salvation. You are just sitting down as a single, normal human being. You have not used your salvation. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. What did Jesus do? I mean, to appreciate the salvation that Jesus did for us, what did he do for us? Number one, just, you see, I don't have time. Just to show you a few things of what he did for us, the salvation. He forgave us. How many remember somebody who did you something bad? And have you forgiven him? Have you forgiven him? Yeah. Not really. Yeah. How many are still angry at somebody? As you, no, look at me. How many are still angry or bored at somebody? Raise your hand. Angry or bored at somebody. The person is working somewhere. You are angry. You are bored at somebody. Beautiful. Let me ask you another question. How many are even sometimes angry at themselves for something you did that you shouldn't have done. Huh. Do you see how difficult it is to forgive? Do you see? I remember once my wife bored me. I mean, she quarreled with me. I quarreled with her. I don't know who quarreled. That was a quarrel. I mean, when she quarreled and she was wrong because I was right. I know something. When we had finished the quarreling, then she came and said, sorry. I wasn't feeling sorry at all. I didn't feel like saying sorry. I mean, I was sorry. Finish. And I just left because I was still angry. I mean, you have come to say sorry, so the quarrel will end. Which I do sometimes. But no. I was still angry. I said, you can't just say sorry. You made not an accusation, but you made a slanderous statement, which was wrong. I said, you don't talk like that. I was still bored. It can be difficult to forgive. And you see, are you listening? Many of these things, they are little things. They are little things like you broke my glass, you didn't come early on time, you said to do it, you didn't do. They are not little things. How much more when it's a very serious thing? You have killed somebody's son. You have crashed somebody's brand new car. I mean, look, when I say some things are hard to forgive, believe me, some things are hard to forgive. Yeah. One day, somebody gave somebody his camera, a video camera, and the person was laughing and joking about it. Before you are wet, on the ground. And when it hit the ground, we all knew it was broken. Everybody knew it was broken. We were quiet. Everybody became quiet. And then the owner just picked up his thing quietly and went away. How do you think... Do you think he's going to say, no, be anything? No. So, some things there, are you listening? They are difficult to forgive. Yeah. But Jesus, Shabakataya. Look, the thing is that as we sit here, because we are man, we look on the outside. We see nice faces and smiling things. It is the Lord who looks on the inside to see the real dirtiness and the reality of who we are. And some of the things that we did that you say is a mistake. Brother, it's not a mistake. You did it. Deliberate. You shada duam. Yeah. You know what you are doing. As you were saying that, this girl, you know, she tempted me. She didn't tempt you. As you go, you plan. Today I'll blow hair. As you are going, it was not a mistake. It was a plan. And you had planned it in your head. I'll go and sit by her. Then I'll say, my waist, my head. I'll find a way to lie. Then, it wasn't a mistake at all. It's not a mistake at all. You have gone to take somebody's brand new car and driving it not carefully, speed on there. And the car is broken. Say, I'm sorry. What do you mean? But Jesus... 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Jesus, he forgave us. You don't understand forgiveness. Because you have forgotten how hard it is, verse 14, to forgive. You have forgotten. And even you, small things, somebody came late, somebody took your phone, you didn't bring back on time, somebody chopped your credits, somebody just broke your glass. Those minor things, even that one cry, you can't forgive. But what does God say? I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them their sin. Shabakataya. He will forgive your sins are actually forgiven. I said they are actually forgiven. Even the ones you can't forgive. He has forgiven you. He has forgiven you. And because we don't forgive, that is the salvation why we take it for granted. Amen. After forgiving or trying to forgive, how many agree it's hard to forget? After, I'll forgive you. But wait, dear, I've written it on my wall. It's on the wall. With crayon on the wall. Joe Mascaracha, never again. I will never lend you money. You will never touch my food. I will never. You serve me. You said, I'm paying. 7 months now, my landlord has insulted me. My landlord has killed me. And you are now come to say, you, Joe Mascaracha, you are finished. I'll forgive you. We are friends. Charlie, I say, Joe, how? Joe. Mwah. But give you money again. Wallahi. Forgive. Never. Until Jesus come, me and you, money are same. Zero. Why? I've forgiven you. But I swear I'll never forget. I've forgiven you. And you see, when you don't forget something, when you see that person, bling, it comes. Bling, it comes. It be you that. I hear some Asha B, it go blow some girl B in the corner. They found them lying in their grass. Oh, you don't try at all. It be you that. When you see him, no, straight away. Bling, that thing, that is some way. You understand? It's the first thing that comes. Spelling is like a bell. Notification. It has come. If you do that. Yeah. Then you smile and then you just try and pretend as if. But it's the first thing you remember. Because even as we try to forgive, we don't forget. We don't forget. But look at Hebrews chapter 8. And verse 12. What is the Lord saying? I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. That is exactly what God has done to you. That is what He has done to you. That, you see, when truly you don't remember, are you listening to me? When truly you don't remember somebody's sins, how do? You treat them like new. You treat them like brand new, fresh things. Because I don't have any memories of how you behaved me last time. I gave you my money, you swerved me. So today, when you ask me again, I will give you again. Because I don't remember the things you have done. Hallelujah. That's what it is. I don't God, you see, and we, many of us, we are bad. True or not true? We are bad. We are really bad, bad, bad. And so this badness is always where? Uppermost in our heads. Tell somebody you should not, tell your neighbor, you shouldn't be sitting in the church. Tell them you are making here stink. You are making here stink. I mean, only that we human beings, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know how bad you are. We human beings, your fellow, you have hidden from us. Look at Mauritius' nice smiling face. I mean, look at she sitting down there smiling. I mean, wow, what a, can she do anything bad? Can she do any bad thing? Is it possible? Wallahi, only God has. You see, we don't know. God sees everything she has done, and He still treats her like a welcome, beautiful daughter. That's the salvation that we have. Amen. Look, the third one. Can you love somebody who is broken? Can you look? If come. I want to show you something. Can you love broken things? Can, Can you, I mean, as we are trying to be nice and smiling, and how many of you can really smile when you're not smiling in your heart? You can smile, pa. You can put a nice smile like that. Yeah, that's how we have learned to smile. Where's my friend? Go and call her. She's wasting my service time. Go and find her and tell her to come. Is she coming? She should come quickly and come. Yes. Look at this nice girl. She's contact, but only one hand. When she was a little girl, she was playing on a motorcycle. Then her hand was cut off. Who will marry this girl? Only one hand. The other hand is gone. You see her quiet. Very nice girl. You know, one day, a certain young couple, they were, thank you, go ahead and bring your hand back. You know, a couple, a man and his girlfriend, they were always together, promised to marry that girl. I'll marry you. I swear I'll marry you. In Jesus' name, I'll marry you forever. I'll marry you until we die. I'll marry you. I promised to marry her. Then one day, she had an accident. Then the accident, she was in intensive care for some days or almost a week. So the boyfriend wasn't allowed to go there. Wasn't allowed. He was there every day at the door. Can I see her? Can I see her? I want to see her. She said, no, you can't go there. She's too serious. Then finally, one day, she was brought out of ICU into a normal ward. Then the guy said, Charlie, I'm going to see my girl. I'm going to see my girl. So he was allowed to go in. When he was going in at the door, just at the door, when he knocked on the door opened. He was going to enter. Then the girl said, wait. The girl. She said, wait. Then he asked, what is it? She said, look at me. They've cut one leg. One leg was cut at the thigh, mid-thigh or something. It was an accident, car accident. It was cut mid-thigh. She said, look at me. One leg is gone. I'm no longer the girl I used to be. No more going for walk. No more going dancing. No more going to nightclubs. No more of all those things. For now, I'm an invalid. From today, I've changed. You can come in or you can go. She asked the guy, decide, you are at the door. You can come in or you can go. I have no grudge against you. And the boy stood there for a while. Do you know what he did? I said, do you know what he did? What do you think he did? He left. All of you are like him. You are like him. He left. He stood there at the door. She told him, if you come in, you're coming to stay. If you go, you're gone. You are free to go. Because I'm no longer the girl I used to be. I've changed. And he stood there at the door for a while. You can't go dancing. You can't go for a walk. You can't go anywhere. Now your wife has one leg like this. Then you're walking like that. I mean, what beautiful thing is that? And then he turned and went. Because it is difficult to love somebody who is broken. It's difficult. I mean, some couples, because you are already married, if something happens to the people, even when they are married, cry, you'll be seeing shakings. You'll be seeing shakings. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Yeah. That's the salvation that we have been given. But many of us have not seen it for what it is. So precious. So we treat it lightly. We treat it like nothing. So you behave as if there's no salvation. But you are saved. You are actually saved. Born again. You have been forgiven, forgotten, loved. All those things. It has been done to you. About seven other things done to you. But you're just moving around like an ordinary person, like a mere man. It's what Paul says. This morning, I want to say two things about your salvation. Can I say them? I want to say two things about your salvation. Number one, 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians chapter 5. A very, very well-known scripture. And verse 17. If any man be in Christ, are you listening? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He is a new creation. Number one, unfortunately, many of us are not new creations. We are upgraded old creation. Unfortunately, there is many of us. I said many of us, when you became born again, there was no big change. There was no big change. Just a small upgrade. I don't go out late. I don't do this. I have added church to my life. There was no big change. Just a small... Are you angry with me this morning? I see your faces. The smiles are finished. This money has gone away. No big change. Just a small upgrade on the old person. You have just added church to your behavior. You had 3 girlfriends. I have only one. I said, I'll marry her. That one, we are not sure. You have just slightly removed some 1 or 2 baller out of your old life, and you are continuing your life like that. You have become born again, and many old sins are still active, working in your life currently. You are still insulting Kwasi Asema Abua Kwasi. That language of the old life is still in your mouth. Or it's not true. You just look at where insult them by heart, even in your head. I don't know which is the same. That language hasn't changed. That temper hasn't changed. That unforgiveness has. You have not changed. Are you looking to me? Listen to me. Just the word, a slight upgrade. Now you have just added a bit of no more red, black lipstick. Now it's just ordinary red lipstick. You have just slightly adjusted yourself to be a bit more decent. A slight upgrade on yourself. No radical change. I said no radical change. There's no new creation. Shabbat. No new creation. You are the same. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror. Have you changed? Have you? Look at yourself in the mirror. Have you changed? You know yourself. I've not changed. This is me. I've not stopped anything. Cut. Look. I remember when I was at a university campus, one of the guys in our hall, one of the notoriously bad boys. He was the choir director for the Abuajiwa. Do you know Abuajiwa? You don't know Abuajiwa. It's okay. Don't know Abuajiwa. Abuajiwa is the poofing choir in our hall. They take every song and poofingize it. Every song, from Christian song to James Brown, every song. Then they just change the words to unhearable lyrics. You can't hear. If you hear the word, I work with the girl, you leave the girl, you go and hide. The words are so bad. He was the choir director. Oh, yes. He was the choir director. He would sit down. So in the evening, they'll come to the choir. And he'll say, okay, today we are singing. Then he'll be conducting the choir. Hey! It was too bad. Then one semester, he went home. I was a Christian then. Must have been second year. I was a Christian, second year. He went home one semester. When he came back the next semester, this guy has changed. I said, how? I said, oh, no, the guy, Charlie, he become Krife. Look, I mean, 1,000% change. Radical. When he came back to school, when he came back to school from the holiday, when I heard he had changed, I said, oh, how? This and that. But Charlie, when I met him, I saw him. He had changed. I mean, real change. I mean, I met him. He had stopped at the Porter's Lodge, taking out Bible, and he was talking to his guys. Seriously. And even his appearance had changed. It was a new, I mean, I was amazed. I can't call his name by mistake. It will come out. I want to stop here. He had changed, real change. You have not changed. Just a slight upgrade of your former bad, evil self. Just a nice cover. That's why the church is not going for it fast. There is no new creation. All things are not passed away. All things are not new. Many old things are still there. One or two new things have come. Even we don't pray much. Ask about you, do you pray? Ask your neighbor, do you pray? Do you do quiet time? What sins have you stopped? I mean, what sin? Please ask him, what sins have you stopped? You have reduced, not even stopped. By hard talking, the films you are watching, all those things, they are still there. You are not a new creation. You are an upgraded. All the investment that Jesus did in you has brought you an upgraded version. Yeah. That's why if right now I bring a pornography scanner and I put it on, I may hear some pimping in one or two places. I may hear a pimping. Just, I mean, if I come in, and you'll be surprised where it is. Oh, I said, you'll be surprised, you'll be amazed. Hey, are you the one? Hey, I thought it was him. I said, where are you? Hey, you'll be shocked. Because we are master cover-uppers. No new creation. All things have not gone. You'll be amazed that the girls are guilty as charged. Shabaya. And they say the fornication in the church. Oh, yes, I know. That's fornication. I suspect that one. That one. And this one. They look like fornicators. They look like fornicators. But the real one is the one by your side. Oh, Pastor, really? Oh. You know, Pastor, these days, yeah, I'm so blessed when you preach. Evil, 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 evil people. As you are there, you see. New creation. New creation. There's no new creation. All upgraded versions, slightly improved. That's why we are the way we are. There is plenty old cars with new coat of paint. So a race, car race, we are always last. We are always last in the car race. 1962 Jaguar, 1962 Mercedes-Benz, 1942 Rolls Royce. What old cars with new coat of paint? It's always a nice car. It's not, it can't match even a modern Hyundai. It can't match it. Oh, I have a BMW, 72 years old. How can you run and go anywhere? All things have not passed away. Nothing. There's no, are you listening to me? There's no new character created. The great salvation we received is not making any difference. Amen. And the second thing, that's why there's so little evangelism in the church. That's why so few of us even go and, Jesus said, I came to seek and to save the lost. That's why most of us sitting here, you have spoken to nobody about nothing. Salvation, nothing. That's why you have not been able. We say repeatedly, go and bring somebody. Check, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Just ask the person by you, tell it today, who did you come to church with? You see, they came alone. I said, just ask the person by you, who did you come? Oh, you stop the church. If you like, go home now. Ask him, who did you come to church with? They all came home alone. Okay, with their wife or husband. That is a useless one. It's just same you. Come with your husband. What have you brought? You've come with your husband. If I don't bring him and see, you have a witch in your house. It's for your own good to bring your husband or wife. It's for your own benefit. No, it doesn't benefit the church at all. You are making her good for yourself. Present her blameless to yourself. It's not a benefit to bring your wife or husband. It is your own self-interest that you bring here. But ask him who, please tap your neighbor, ask him who have you brought to church that is not your blood or my relationship? Who? And the answer is not a single person. Not a person. Not one person. Tell somebody you are a useless example of a good salvation person who is saved. Example of a person who is saved. You are a useless example. Oh, tell him, please, tell him. Say, I'm sorry, it's not my fault. Oh, please, I was sent to tell you. I beg you, I beg you. It's not me. But the man there told me to tell you, you are a useless example of a saved person. Saved for what? You have been saved by so great a salvation, and you are just walking around like a mere man. You the change, the change that has taken place in you, the relief, can't you share it with somebody else? That somebody should have the same feeling, because your feeling is not deep. It's not deep. That's why. Can somebody share? I mean, those four lepers at the gates of Samaria, when they went to the camp of the Assyrians and they saw the place was empty and they saw all the food there, no other starvation in the city, they said, hey, we do not well. Lepers. How can a leper tell anybody, I'm shocked. Tell anybody, I'm shocked. How can a leper be better than you? I'm shocked. A leper pa is thinking that I have to share. And then you, 10 fingers and 10 toes and a full nose, you are not going to share what you have received. A leper who has been ostracized. Shabakataya. How did we come here? How did we become a church like this? Because that great salvation. Go to verse 1, Hebrews 8. That great salvation, verse 3. That great salvation, no, verse 1. It has slipped out of our hands. That great salvation. Hey, Hebrews 3. Yes, 2, 3, yeah. That great, verse 1. That it has slipped out of our hands. That's why we have become what we have become. That's how come look, everybody, one. Every single, look around, stand and look around. Everybody, one. Nobody brought anybody to any church. Nobody brought anybody to any church. Everybody, one. Look around and check me. Am I mistaken? I'm not seeing well. Can I borrow somebody's glasses to check my eyes? If it's Prince, let me change glasses and see if I can see better. Can I see one? Nobody brought anybody. Nobody brought anybody to any church. You just brought yourself, because the great salvation they gave you, like my watch, you put it on a cupboard, lying on a shelf. Prince, just sitting down there doing nothing. Doing nothing, just on the shelf. The great, Charlie, when I remember how I cried when I watched The Passion. I remember I was sitting down there. It was in a hall. I remember the tears would come down, clean their tears. They'll be coming down, clean their tears. I'll be clean their tears. As they are coming, I said, hey, Lord Jesus, is that how it is? And I know that this is just acting. That man got money, oh. He got a lot of money for that film. So I know it's just acting. It's not real. But I'm crying. How much more the real one? The real one. Where the blood. I mean, I read an account from a prophet who saw it in the spirit. He said, look, when the quip hits, then the blood will splash against the wall. How much more? What you are watching on a television screen is not a proper fearful thing. That is the price of why you are sitting here in church. And you have come like a normal human being. It has slipped out of your hands. That great salvation. That's why you can't even pay a price to say, this thing, I won't do it again. It doesn't belong. I mean, when you have bought a nice car, you wash your car every day. Doesn't belong. I mean, I know who I am. I know how I got here. I don't deserve this thing. I cannot be doing this thing. No. I can't. You should say that what I have received, others must get some. Others will chop some. I cannot keep it to myself. When I consider how I'm free, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I'm just grateful to God. First thing is, thank you, Jesus. Wake up in the morning, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shabaya. I mean, without even thinking about it, just wake up in the morning, praise ye the Lord. Oh, without thinking about it, because what? this joy, joy, joy down in my spirit. I mean, you have changed. You have really changed. A very morose, depressive person has become lighter and more cheerful. You have changed. A person who doesn't care for people, when you ask him, tell you how, I say, now you have become a caring, you have changed, but you have not changed. But you have not changed because there's no new creation. It has slipped. And that's why nobody is doing no evangelism. And that's why those who are saying, are you listening to me? Hey, can I have a very loud amen?
Amen.
Those who are saying, let's evangelize, they are meeting opposition. Let's come and meet her, you won't come and meet. Let's go and come, or you won't go and come. Prayer meeting, cry, you won't come. Because the great salvation. Look, honestly, they say those who are not very bad don't know how they've changed. I wasn't very bad. No. But I know how bad I was in my head. And I know that I have changed greatly. All this. Look, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. I've never seen we before. I've never seen some before. We. Never seen some before. Even I was once somewhere and a guy said, see. I said, see what? He said, look at the smell. I said, what smell? He said, they are smoking everywhere. I said, smoking what? I said, I can't even smell. I couldn't tell the difference. I thought someone is burning bush. He said, no. It's not bushes. We are smelling. I said, really? I don't know what it smells like. I don't know what it smells like. Beer. I've drunk beer like 3 or 4 times in my life. 3 or 4 times. All I didn't like it too. By first company of beers. What is this nasty thing they are drinking me? I have not done all those things before. But I know I've changed. Because in my head, it wasn't good. That was my head. But you can't even see you have changed wildly. That's why there's no radical explosion of something in our church. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? Ask your neighbor, do you appreciate your salvation? One day, my prophet and one of our bishops, they were going on evangelism. And they were in Takoradi, and they had just finished a crusade. And they came to sit somewhere to just talk about the crusade. And as they were sitting there, there was a disco across the street. And the door of the disco opened. And some guy came out with 2 girls on their hand, with chains and other things, smoking with chains and 2 girls. He opened the door, came out, and he was going. And the prophet told the other pastor, you, that's how you were. That is you some years ago. And you are sitting here today, and you can't say thank you, Jesus. You can't appreciate how God has saved you. That is you some years ago. He began drinking vodka at age 14. Oh, yeah. He said he could drink one bottle. Drink one bottle of vodka and then just fall down and sleep. And he said, you don't appreciate your salvation. And the guy said, it's true. And he began to appreciate his salvation. I tell you, he's now a wild evangelist. Yeah, when he began to appreciate what God has done for him, he's now a wild evangelist. He travels everywhere. He'll be in Kumasi next week. Fantastic person. Yeah. Wild evangelist, because now he has appreciated the salvation that God gave. What about us? When will you begin to see that this is the old me still? Let me appreciate what I have become, and let me just begin to share it with somebody. Are you here this morning? Have you changed? I'm looking for a radical change. Shabbat Kataya. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, this heart is not a new heart, it's an upgraded version of the old. It's just a slightly modified improvement. iPhone 13, iPhone 14, same iPhone. Just change the camera lens, change the color, change the metal, change the position, and then give you another phone. It's not the radical phone. iPhone 15, iPhone 16 is the same. It is charging us more money for the same. But Lord, this evening, this morning, I need a real change. Shabakataya. I need a real change. I'm sick and tired. Only me know myself. Only me know who I am really inside. That really, I shouldn't be. I'm nothing. Only me know that, Lord, you have done a great work. Hey, when I know myself, what I could be, where I should be, what I have done before, some things, even me cry, I can't forgive myself. Some things I have done is so bad, I can't even tell anybody, not even God. If you begin to just decide that, Lord, something must change. Shabakataya. Lord, I'm not a good ambassador of Jesus Christ. I'm not. I'm a failure. I'm not a good example of what it means to say I am born again. Because through me, nobody else, there's no spread of salvation through me into any other place. If I was the last one saved, nobody else would be saved, because through me, nobody else is coming to the kingdom. My Lord, thank you this morning. Thank you this morning for our time together. Shatayandin, our time together, that we are here. Ha. Thank you for our time together, that we are here to assess our salvation. This great salvation, so expensive. So expensive, that has made some people to become giants. And me, I have that same salvation. But look at me sitting here. Look at me sitting here, useless. No, my salvation has not benefited the body of Christ. My salvation has not changed anybody to be translated from darkness to light. My salvation has just ended with me. But thank you that, Lord, this morning I hear these words. Ah, I hear these words. Rabon de kata. May they be planted in your hearts. May they be planted in your hearts like nothing before. That truly we become saved. And Lord, turn our lives around. Turn our lives around. Listen. What I'm going to say is mad, but doesn't matter. I'm not a judge. I'm just a pastor. So I'll say what I'll say. If you like, don't do. If you like, do. It's up to you. But what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying is, if you have really changed, go and find somebody and bring him to the second service. If you have really changed, if really what you hear me saying, that truly I'm not a good example of a born-again person, if truly those words are meaning anything to you, go out, find somebody and bring him back to the second service. Normally you say, I will change. They say, by next week Sunday I'll do it differently. By next week Sunday, the fire is gone, the zeal is gone. You are no different. By tomorrow, you are back to normal. My words have passed away, carried away by the wind. But if truly, somebody, you are here, you want to change, truly want to change, I want you to, we're about to close the service. Go out, find somebody, anybody at all, and anakazo somebody, an old friend, a new friend, a stranger, and anakazo him and say, listen, brother, I have salvation, you need it too. Join me to church. Let's go to church and then come with him for the second service, and then just see that I am, from today, I have become a soul winner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you can start that lifestyle, you'll be amazed at where God will take you. He will lift you up. There's a beautiful psalm, Proverbs 11, where you see the blessings of the righteous. You'll be amazed at how God will bless the righteous when they serve him. In Jesus' name. Shall we stand to our feet? You want to bow your head this morning? You're going to close your eyes. You're here. And today, I'm looking for just one person. Just one person here like that. You are not born again. Just one person. You're not born again. You are here. You came to church. You are with us. But deep in your heart, you know you are not born again. That if you die, you are not sure where you are going. But you are here. Do me a favor, wherever you are. Just lift your right hand. I want to pray with you. Just want to pray with you right now. Just one person. You are here. You are not sure you are born again. You know deep in your heart, I'm not sure. But I want to go to heaven when I die. Thank you, my brother. I see your hand. Just one person. Yes, I knew. Thank you. Listen, do me a favor. Just come to me right now. I want us to pray. Just come to me right now. Just come to me. Just one person. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Today will be the beginning of a new life. It will be all things. Unlike the other born-again people who are not anyhow. All things will really pass away. And really all things will become new. And I want to lead you in this prayer. Please pray after me. Dear Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Lord Jesus, forgive me my many sins, the bad things that I've done over the years, unspeakable things. Forgive me all those things. Change my heart. Wash them away. And give me a new heart, one that will love you and serve you for the rest of my days. Lord Jesus, prepare a place for me in heaven by your side. Write my name in the book of life. Today, I give my life to Jesus. Today, I surrender. Lord Jesus, take over, take control. Lead me and guide me for the rest of my days. And today, I am born again. And Jesus is my Lord, my Master, my Savior, and my best friend. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Lord, thank you for my brother as he stands here today to acknowledge you before this house and all the powers of heaven. That you, this is the great salvation that we desire. Let this day mark a turning point in his life. Let him be an example of all things have really passed away and all things are become new. Make him a new, make him noteworthy. Let it be striking. Let it be noticeable that he has changed since Jesus came into his life. And thank you, that Lord, from today onwards, many more will be affected because of him. All tribes, peoples, families, nations will be affected because of him. Because he came to know you as his Lord and Savior. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very, very much. Holy Spirit, mark him, be with him, strengthen him for the task in hand. Cause him to be that which you want him to be. Thank you so very much. In Jesus' name, amen.
When he ran to me, took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said my son's come home.
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed.
He called me back.